Hey, I'm Troy Bronsink, and this is From the Hive Pocket Practice. Every once in a while, we have a class at the Hive where someone says, I'd love to be able to do this practice more often. Is there a place where we could download it or hear more about it? And so the practice we're going to do today is one that I learned from my teacher, Jim Finley, and it's part of a series that we did on contemplative Christianity, and particularly the Christian notion of loving your enemies. There's a number of traditions that delve into that space of love and loving the other and loving the enemy. But we touched on a couple different teachers, and in particular, Dr. King's work. He had a piece he wrote in 1958 called An Experiment in Love. And in there, he describes agape love as something that's overflowing and spontaneous and unmotivated. That's a type of disinterested love. And here's a couple quotes from what he wrote. It's a love in which the individual seeks not one's own good, but the good of the neighbor. Agape love doesn't begin by discriminating between worthy or unworthy people, or any qualities people possess. It begins by loving others for their sake. And then he goes on and says, consequently, the best way to assure oneself that love is disinterested is to have love for the enemy neighbor, from whom you can expect no good in return, but only hostility and persecution. And so as we were ending this series on loving and loving the enemy, and clearly in the context of what that would mean for King and those who would be trained in SNCC and a number of groups to be able to stand in the presence of suffering, we were reminded that this is something that takes practice. It's not something that you can just kind of send away as an ideal, but it's something that is a new habit of the mind and really a new habit of the body. So hopefully this practice is something that you'll find applicable to the work that you're a part of every day, whether that's parenting or teaching or in direct action or speaking to leaders and political power, speaking the truth to power. Being present around people's suffering begins with this ability of love and loving the enemy. The practice we're going to do is similar to the Buddhist practice of Tonglen, but rooted in a narrative that Meister Eckhart would say the love that's being born in the soul, that it's from our very existence, that infinite love is coming into being as this very existence. And so the practice is breathing in that infinite love, giving itself away as this concrete immediate moment, as my teacher Jim Finley would say, as this concrete immediate moment, and then breathing out into God within whom we move and have our being. So from whatever tradition you're from, I just invite you into this practice of first considering it in light of your own burden you carry, and then we'll also move to someone that that you care about, and then we'll move into that place of the stranger and the enemy, doing that same exercise. So we'll take about 10, 15 minutes here together to do this. So let's begin by just settling into the body. Take a couple deep breaths, fill your belly and your chest and your shoulders, and then breathe out like you're blowing a candle out across the room. Now, if you'd like, you can close your eyes or just close them 9/10 of the way, just slowing down. And then place your mind's eye. We're going to get a sense of balance. So place your attention without looking there on the wall across the room from you. And then move that attention to a couple feet away from you. And then move that attention to the space right in front of you, just paying attention to where you would hold a book when you're reading, that heart space. Now move that same attention through the body to behind your back, about 4 inches. Usually takes me a while to settle into that space, but just slowly letting your body and heart and mind catch up to the space that's behind you. Now, similarly with the left side, from all of that above your head to the side of your face and your cheek, to your shoulder and hip and to the floor. I'm just noticing that left side of your body, like you're standing near a brick wall that's been warming in the sun all day. Slowly sweep that attention through the center of the body. Until you come to the right side, and again, noticing from the ceiling to the cheek, to the shoulder and the hip and the ankle and to the floor on the right side of your body. And then settling into the center, dropping down from a space above your head into the busy brain and dropping down through the head, the mouth, and the throat, to the chest, the solar plexus, and down into the breath. And then to begin our practice, just breathing in, if it's helpful, almost as if breathing up from the ground into your body there, like a well filling up from the bottom. Infinite love, giving itself away as this moment. That if this infinite love stopped at any moment, there would be no more podcast, no more you or me. But instead, that love keeps generously giving itself over as this very moment. Filling up all the way up to the chest and the throat, back to the mouth. Until you overflow, breathing out through the crown of the head, into God within whom we move and have our being. This is an ancient prayer that was picked up by the early Christians. Breathing in infinite love, giving itself away. Breathing out into that same love, holding all things together. Now let's begin by just noticing the burden that you carry. Some kind of weight that you carry that may have a story connected to it. You may want to be tempted to try to analyze it or give it a name, but just noticing that burden that you wake up to, or that burden that haunts you in your quiet time, quiet space of life. The nagging that leads to triggers and all these things. Whatever that burden is, just notice it and let it kind of drop into your body like a heavy weight. If you held it by yourself, it would crush you. If you gave it all your attention, it would pull you under. Just notice it in your body. Notice the weight of that heaviness. Don't try to solve it. Walk around it, notice it. Notice the feelings of numbness or sadness or anger. And just let them sit there with you for a moment. Be present to what is, to that weight. Without jumping to resolutions or to next steps, just notice that mingled with the love giving itself away is this moment. The solidity of that burden, just see it kind of dissolve together with love. It's just an imagined exercise. Just imagine in your body the love that's not far away from anything, that's giving itself away as right now. That type of presence mingled together with this burden. And then just allow that to breathe out the way you breathe out carbon dioxide back into the world for the good of the trees. Just breathing out into love within whom we move and have our being. Just letting it pass for this moment. Now returning to that still point and allow your mind to bring to your attention someone that you care about. It may not be the person you care about the very most in the world, maybe it is, but someone that you care for and that when you look in their eyes, you can see the burden they carry. That there's a weight they carry that can't fully be brought to articulation, but it's so heavy that you realized if that person really tried to hold that weight all themselves, it would crush them. It would be too heavy. And just notice the emotion connected to that weight and the stories connected to that weight, but just without trying to name or solve, just be present to that burden, allowing that burden to be present to you, making space in your body for it. Just feel the weight of it. Notice its texture and its temperature. Just honoring that burden that's within this person that you love. Being able to stand in its presence. Being able to show what King describes as that disinterested love. Then now imagine the infinite love as you breathe it in, mingled together with that burden. Not solving it, not explaining it, or rushing to fix things, but just present in all ways. Present to what's present, to what's present. Imagine them mingling together. Until that mingles together and then you can breathe it out back into the world. That burden mingled with love. Okay, now I invite you to draw it back in one more time. Bring to mind someone who is a person that you're at odds with, someone that you're not just in disagreement with, but there's a type of contention or a resentment or a disconnect, a rift. And bring them to mind, look in their eyes, and imagine the burden that they carry. Don't rush to psychoanalyze it or to give a lot of names to it. Avoid the temptation to get attached to the story, but to be present to the burden. Allow that person's body to fall and burden to fall into your body. Notice the weight of it. Without giving it a name, just notice the heaviness of it, that it would just crush that person if they held it all on their own. Notice the pain and the suffering associated with that burden. Notice where their heart breaks. And allow your heart that kind of space. And then from there to walk around it and just notice the weight of it all. Now breathe in that infinite love, giving itself away as even this moment. That love mingled together with that burden, not separate, but swirling together in some way. From that place, just notice the burden and the love mingled together, not all resolved. Not everything as if it never happened, but just allowing it to move through your body and breathing it back out into God, within whom we move and have our being. And now just return once more to your body and your story in this moment, breathing in love. Breathing in even the capacity to have this chair that you're sitting in, to have this body, and to practice this practice, all as a gift of love. And then when you're ready, just slowly beginning to open your eyes and to look around and to notice this day, this gift that we participate in. This has been a Hive Pocket Practice. Thanks for practicing with us.